Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and like I say every week, everybody knows who I am. I'm normally not a Sunday night podcaster because there used to be so much television on Sunday nights that I wasn't able to, or I was just plain tired. But, you know, I'm tired now. It was a very long weekend, but I wanted to share some things about what I did this weekend, which was going to a local comic book convention, pop culture convention, PopCon. You know, we have all these names for our nerd events now, but it is turning out to be the spring of geek for me. That is because a lot has been going on. I think it's officially spring. Is it officially spring yet? That's like March, right? And you know, a lot going on. Cons. There's C2E2, which is next weekend, which I totally forgot. And somebody was telling me that it was this weekend, this coming weekend. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I should have planned better. But, you know, like I say all the time, I work a lot. But you know, hey. What you gonna do? You know, I gotta pay the bills, and I'm thinking about buying a new car. I know I said that a few weeks ago, but it's in my head because, like I said, everybody around me is buying new cars. You know, even the friends that I don't see every day on Facebook, and you know, I never understood sitting around, especially if you're over 30 and you're still posing up with your new car on Facebook, you need to get a life. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, pose with the iPhone 6, then I'll be impressed. Because it's a lot easier to get a car than it is get an iPhone 6, right? but no, you know, I've been working so much, and just in the course of my job, I drive a lot, and I'm all over the place, and my poor little car, and I love it so much, and I don't want to get rid of it. And here's the thing, I was like, well, keep it or do I trade it in? You know, it's at this point, what is it? My car is 9 years old, 8, 10 years old. It's not a new one, but we've been through so much together. But I will have to say, this is a testament to my car. My car has never broken. Let me knock on some fake wood or something, some veneer. my car has never broke down on me anywhere. And I, you know, drove from Atlanta back and forth here to Indiana, Louisville, Indy. I've been everywhere in this little car, and it's never broken down. I've had the occasional flat tire that everybody gets. And I also had things that need to be fixed, but I've never been about my car one day, ever. So that's why I'm so emotionally attached to my car. And, you know, you can always listen to us live, like my friend Tristan from Jada Productions. I co-host on a weekly show, the most untrusted source of news on the internet, The Weekly Rewind, every Friday. And he's in the chat room. He said he just busted his ass going down the stairs, and the cat got out and was hiding in a corner and scared out of her mind, and he broke 3 nails. Well, you know, sometimes that happens. That's the problem with cats. Get rid of the cat. Cats cause all the problems. I watch The Charmed. I know what goes on. But sorry you fell. Hope you're okay, honey. I deleted that. I didn't mean to see this new Spreaker You'll have to put another post, Tristan. This new Spreaker format kind of knocks me off. But you know, normally we have our podcast on Tuesday or Wednesday nights. I've been doing it more Wednesday because it seems like my Tuesdays are completely full anymore now. But Sunday, since the, you know, yesterday, Friday and Saturday were the convention days, I'm like, well, while it's fresh in my memory and I have something to talk about, I still wait to Tuesday and Wednesday because anything can happen in the course of a week for me. I was like, well, let me go and get this out of the way. So that's what I'm talking to you guys today. But what else is there before we start talking about the convention? Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Works good. It's raining uncontrollably here. I mean, to the point where there's nowhere for the water to go. So there's water standing everywhere. I'll keep you guys posted on the new vehicle if it happens or not. I said this 1,000 times. I just don't want another car payment. I'm done with that. And I'm done with having car payments but you know, it's going to happen eventually. It's one of those things is, do I want one now? Do I want one, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now? I don't know. But yeah, I'm not too terribly sure if I want one, but you know, anyhow, that's neither here nor there. I'm saying a lot. I normally have a little bit more fluid motion. I am mad about one thing. I thought I was going to get my loot crate this week, this Saturday, because I see some other people get their loot crate. I didn't get mine. And while I was at the convention, I had my loot crate, two big glasses from the gaming box. And I walked past this guy, and he's like, "You must get loot crate." You know, and I turned around, I just start laughing. I think it's funny. I'm like, yeah, I do. And we're kind of chit-chatting. That's one thing when you go to a convention. There's so many like-minded individuals and people that are into the things that you are into. It makes it easier. You can be yourself. And I think that goes for if you're gay and you go to a gay bar, you know, you're just comfortable. But I'm pretty comfortable wherever I go. I'm just loud. I had someone talk to me about my podcast. He said he hadn't been listening. That goes out to Shane. You better be listening tonight. Yeah, I called you out. seen those guys, him and Corey, that did a crazy piece of artwork for me in my little sketchbook. got that done. But, you know, it's just cool that you can talk to people, even if it's a stranger, and you have that connection, you know. And even though, you know, geek culture, nerd culture is pop culture, and it's, you know, everybody wants to be into it because thanks to all the Marvel movies and all that good stuff. You know, sometimes when we're out of our comfort zone, our element, you know, we don't get to talk about, you know, the new Daredevil television show, or talk about Loot Crate, or talk about the conventions, or talk about what kind of artwork I got, that we're looking to get, or blank comic books. You can't talk about that every day with everybody, you know, only in your little niche where you can, and at these conventions, it's not little anymore, it's huge. And then you can learn some things, you know. I think I know everything, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people say, yeah, you don't know a damn thing, David, but I know a little bit. I know a little bit, and I know a little bit, so it's fun for me, and I'm to do these things. And my nephew hung out with me all day, and he is not as into it as I am about it, but he definitely he enjoys going to these things. We've been playing Guild Wars 2. And I stopped playing tonight just so I could talk to you guys. That, right? I stopped playing tonight so I could play with you guys because there was going to be a big instance. And I was like, it's 10:30. I was like, well, maybe I'll push it back to 11. So, no, I chose you guys over my game. So when we come back, we're going to talk about my pop culture convention adventures this past weekend, who I talked to, who I didn't talk to, what I did, what I bought. Also, I don't know if you guys have seen it, the leaked Superman versus Batman Dawn of Justice trailer. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And what every fanboy and fangirl has been talking about this past week, the release of Daredevil on Netflix, which I finally finished it about a week ago. Well, several days ago. Monday. I finished it Monday. And we're going to talk about that. And we'll think of something else. It is. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Hey, and we'll be right back.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to ME, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Been to Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. With me. You name all 12 of the ducks, I can't resist that. And what's the core in your wand? I think that ours match, 'cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm me who cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic-Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Uno. Medical lady three. Dos. She wanted all my XP. Tres. My 64 makes her want me. Cuatro.
Oh. One ring. Up, up, down, down, forward, back, AP. You don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. 'Cause the headshots we'll be making, we'll be topping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. 'Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. 'Cause clearly in Star Wars, the first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. People have tried, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can still.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. This will be moved to the new show, Glitter and the Geek. Once I work at the specifics, you know, I'll take forever to do something. And to answer your question, Tristan, there is a new series by Netflix called Daredevil. It's Daredevil, the same one that Ben Affleck did, and I happen to like the movie. It was good. I thought the movie was good. They did more of the acrobats and more of the kind of superhuman. But the television show that debuted on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, it took more of a this is really possible type of thing. Just like Arrow, I guess. He's really not superhuman and he doesn't do all those flips and stuff. Like maybe he does in the comic book. I guess he can. But Daredevil kind of depowered, took that aspect away from it. Although, which I thought was really kind of cool in the show, they alluded to the fact, because it is, the Daredevil series, Netflix series, is based in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that means he lives in the world with, where there's a Hulk, where there's a Captain America, where there's an Iron Man. Now the Inhumans, with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Introducing the humans, the Inhumans, by way of Sky, Daisy Johnson. So he lives in this world. So there are super powered individuals on the planet and around. So maybe they will, in the next incarnation of this series, which it definitely will get another season, maybe they will add more of that aspect to it. You know, favorite character of mine, I was talking to the cast of Thought Bubbles during the con this weekend. Favorite character of mine was the Asian, the older Asian lady. I can't remember her name specifically. I'm thinking she's part of the Hand. You know, the Hand has is part of part of the Daredevil. Daredevil mythology. The Hand, also Elektra, and they're in the Marvel universe because she was a G. And she pretty much, when she whooped his, didn't, when she kind of got her, when he figured her out, she got him off of her pretty easily for, 80-year-old woman. And she was laughing. She was like, yeah, you don't want none of this. You know, go on, play with him. I'm out. So she took off, of course. But I'm assuming she'll be back. And, of course, the Kingpin, who is played expertly, I can't think of the actor's name, but the guy who played him, I couldn't think of anybody. Although I did like the black, the Kingpin from the movie. He played it well. The guy from the Green Mile, he's passed away now. He used to date Omarosa from The Apprentice. But no, what's his name? Somebody tell me his name. This guy who played the Kingpin was very, 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 very intense. He was creepy. He was cruel. They did it very well. And he played it, you know, superbly. And, you know, there's parts. But again, this is a Netflix television show. And so they can get gruesome and gritty. It's where, for me, and I talked about this as well, for me, it was similar to how I guess Arrow kind of started. You know, it's network television in prime time. They can only do so much, although they do everything on television though, but they just went a step further, because with the blood and some of the killing and just some of the ruthlessness, kind of was like, wow. There's certain parts of Daredevil, if you haven't seen it yet, well, my mouth was just open. I'm like, oh, y'all, they are tripping. They're showing out on Daredevil. But the thing is, so people who haven't seen it yet, give it a chance. And, you know, I'm a fanboy. I love everything that's Marvel. I love every television show except for, well, I actually like Constantine, but it didn't make the cut. I love all the superhero television shows. It took me 2, 3, 4 episodes to get into it. You know, I think part of it was because I was watching it really late, like at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, while I was tired. So I couldn't get into it. But after the fourth episode, I was captivated. So you had 13 total episodes that completes the series. But it takes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 to get into it. There's connections to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with the wrestling poster that has Krill's name on it, which is the Zorbi Man, which was in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That'd make him really old if he was fighting Daredevil's dad, you know. But, you know, we have three more shows coming from Marvel through Netflix. I think the next one up is Jessica Jones. I was at the comic book store on Wednesday, and I kept on saying Jessica Drew. They're like, oh, they're doing Spider-Woman. I'm like, no, that's not Spider-Woman. And I actually, I collect the Spider-Woman comic book. And so I was like, no, it's just Jessica Drew. They're like, no. Then somebody was like, it's Jessica Jones. I'm like, yep, that's it. My thing is, I was such a big fan of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 that I It's, I don't know. I like Chloe. I like Chloe just the way she is. And that actress is going to be Jessica Jones, the super powered female hero, anti-hero now. Didn't have a lot of, you know, comic book time, always a B-list character. So hopefully they'll make her a little bit more popular, a little more interesting. I'm just kind of worried if this chick can pull it off. She's a hilarious comedian. Kristen somebody. And like I said, don't trust to be in apartment 23. Was off the chain for me. I watched it all the time. I still watch it, although it got canceled. But so we'll see. And I think we have the Defenders, and there's one more. I was told it was Iron Fist, but then I read somewhere it's not going to be Iron Fist. It's somebody else. They really need to do a Luke Cage. I think that would be pretty cool. But who would you get to play Luke Cage? I think Denzel Washington wouldn't do it, and he's too old now. Mekhi Pfeiffer, maybe. There's some other ones. Get an unknown person in there to play him. But that was Daredevil. I enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen it, it's worth getting Netflix. Pay for it for 1 month. It's $8.99. Just enough time to watch the series. It might maybe watch a few more, and then cancel it when you're done. I've had Netflix for years, so I enjoy it. I don't even know when it comes out of my checking account, honestly. But so you need to check it out. Daredevil was really, really cool. It's so funny. I was at the comic book store last Wednesday. I was talking to the people that I know there. We were just talking about it so much, and everybody was so hyped, and everybody was trying to give their own theories, and I love that. Now if I could get them on the podcast, Jared and some of you other ones, then we can really dish it out. About how we feel about certain shows and comic books and all that kind of good stuff. So also this week, I don't know if you guys seen it, Batman versus Superman, the Dawn of Justice trailer was leaked. I don't know where they're showing it at. It had English, no, it had Asian subtitles maybe. I can't remember. It looked really dark. And maybe since I have Age of Ultron on the brain, which is coming, here in less than a month, maybe I was thinking, it looked interesting. And I guess they're taking I'd heard there was a storyline they're using for this particular film. But Wonder Woman wasn't in it. Aquaman wasn't in it. No, none of the other characters that they've mentioned, because we know Aquaman's in it. We know Wonder Woman's in it. They weren't in the trailer. You do see Batman has taken the stance that I think he's alien. He's here. He's up to no good. And then they have everybody, the human populace, against Superman. So I'm sure Lex will throw something in there to where he's behind it, and then we'll have a story from there. So I wonder how the Wonder Woman angle is going to be in there and how the Aquaman angle is going to be in there. But this is going to kick off their cinematic universe, and hopefully it'll be a lot of continuity from them going forward with their solo movies from all those characters. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk, finally, about my weekend nerd adventure at Evansville PopCon. It was a great event, but there's always good, there's always bad. But I have to say, I'm going to land on the side of good this time. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We will be right back.
I'm not perfect and I'm no snitch, but I can tell you she's a bitch. I would not trust her. If I could, no, 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 she's just no good. I see crazy every day inside this New York cabaret, but nothing could prepare me for that being 23. No one told.
The 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for checking me out whenever, wherever, however you catch the show, whether here on Spreaker.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. I appreciate it. Thank you. hopefully we'll be back at our regular schedule soon and the new show will take its place and we'll go from there. But you know, until I get there, we'll still be doing it wherever I say I want to do it. That came out a little bit more sexually aggressive than I wanted it to. Anyhow, I will have to say, this weekend, all the cute nerds were out. Yes. Yes. Everywhere I looked, I got to get this body together and I got to step my game back up because I'm still young, baby. 32. There were so many hottie McHot pants out there this weekend. I'm like, and you know, some of you girls don't want to, boys don't want to date these guys that like playing video games and dressing up in the comic book character, Superman, Batman, and Captain America, and doing all that crazy stuff. You know what? You gonna fuck around and miss your man. So all you single ladies need to go to these conventions. At our single men, because there's girls that do it too. Y'all need to go to these conventions because there's some cute ones out there. I'm probably too old for a lot of them, but there are some very attractive nerds. Not that we can't be attractive, you know, but if people think about, you know, a nerd with zits and greasy hair and, you know, people like me. Overweight, reading comic books and eating popcorn in front of the computer playing games. But no, that's not it, because let me tell you because there was people, you know, not, you know, I don't sweat nobody. That ain't what I do. If I'm going to be sweated, that's fine, but I don't sweat anyone. And there's a couple, you know, I turned my head like, I might have to follow you, you know, and it was just crazy. I'm like, and I was texting one of my friends. I'm like, boy, you need to be here because the nerds are showing out today. And then here's another thing. I'm going to go and say this, that they won't let me in no more events because they'll think I'm a pervert. But here's another thing, especially not at this event. I didn't see anybody in those, like, nobody did cosplay as Spider-Man or Daredevil. That's very strange. Normally, there's a Daredevil somewhere, unless I missed it, and there's a Spider-Man. But I didn't even see a Superman or a Wonder Woman. Yeah, not a lot of cosplays this year. There was one real good one that won. It was crazy good. But I didn't go look at the cosplay contest. Nobody really dressed up like that. They was, because, you know, some of these other ones, they get down with the get down because they wear the most tight spandex, form-fitting leotards and shit, and dick and asses be out, and so many people just don't care. They just pretty much naked walking around the convention. Like when I was in Nashville, you guys seen those pictures, and something they be doing a big. I know Atlanta, because there's a large gay population in Atlanta, so those boys go and they show up and show out, with the kind of like a man as Wonder Woman, in a Wonder Woman outfit, which is hot. If I could get all this into a Wonder Woman outfit, I would do it. Not in Evansville, but I'd do it somewhere. Catch it. But but no, it wasn't a lot of cosplay. Now that I think about it, there were people dressed up, and I got some of the people that I really liked. So if you go to the Facebook page, I think all my pictures are there, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And you can check out the pictures there, or if you follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. I haven't tweeted as much, but you can still send me a tweet at the5x5 on Twitter, the5numeric. But also on the Facebook page, if you hit the contact, that'll open up a email. So you can send me an email at any time you want, and you might not like the response, but you can send me an email. It's okay. But back to the con. First, I want to give a shout out to owner and operator Jeffrey Osborne, who did me a solid. The type of work that I do, I work with the developmentally disabled community, and he let the people that I work with get in at a crazy price, and they had the best time, although they was following me around the whole time I was there, but that was fine. They had the best time, and I want to say thank you, Jeff Osborne, for making that possible for my staff and the people that I work with to be able to attend an event and actually have a good time, because the celebrities were really, really nice to everyone. And it was a good day. It was a good day. Well, good weekend for them. And it was a lot of fun. So thank you from the 5x5. We do appreciate it. And it never will be forgotten. So just remember that. But back to all the hotness. No, I've already talked about that. The hotness that was going on at PopCon, there was a lot. There was a lot. So this is the second year. I spoke to one of the, I guess he's one of the organizers or assistants. And he's like, I was looking for the one for last year. And I'm like, I hope I didn't say nothing shady. Y'all know. But I say it, it's in there. I might throw a little shade, but it's fun shade, so don't take it personal. Because you always get weird about things, especially when you're at a local event and people that locally listen to your podcast, you don't want to say the wrong thing and come off the wrong way. But, I repeat it. And I won't backpedal, I was like, I'm thinking like, he said, I had to scroll down to a whole bunch of them, and I listened to your podcast, and I had to find the one from last year. Oh, okay, well, it might not have been as nice, but it was, keep it 100. But it was the second event, and there's something about being the first. It was they brought the first con to Evansville last year, which was this event. So this is the second one. They definitely stepped their game up. I will give them props. They stepped their game up because the King was in town. It wasn't Michael Jackson. It was Jerry the King Lawler. And I actually met him on, didn't get a picture or anything, on Friday. He was walking around. He just walked around. I'm like, he's taller than I thought he was. I thought he was kind of a short guy, but he's taller than I thought he was. He used to wrestle here a long time ago. I remember as a kid him being here wrestling at the Coliseum, and people of my age and older, they know that, you know, they remember him being here. And he was talking about how he had to drive past the Coliseum because it's still there. And I kind of remember his kind of his heyday when he started, when he was wrestling here. I think he said every 3 months or something like that. So I thought that was really, really cool and really, really interesting that, you know, you were here and I had that connection because you wrestled in my city. But he, of course, he went on to do bigger and better things. He commentates on it's not Friday. They don't do it on Friday anymore. I think it's Thursday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw. I think he's still one of the commentators. So that's kind of cool. We don't really get the big stars in this area. So I think that was the draw because the wrestlers, there was like a wrestlers reunion. Bill Dundee was here. Jimmy Valiant was here. And people were eating that up, you know, but this is Evansville. This is small town Indiana. And we like that sort of thing, obviously. And so they were a big hit. It also a young lady who kind of I wouldn't say be famous or. Well, I say famous, you know, known for her portrayal of a microcephalic individual, Pepper from the American Horror Story television show, the only character that was brought back for two seasons that played the same person. Now, you know, Jessica Lange came back for every season. Sarah Paulson and some of the other ones have come back, or some of them have done two seasons, but they've been different characters. Naomi Grossman was the only one that to portray her character in two different seasons, which think about that, like the way American Horror Story is set up. That's kind of cool, right? When you think about Asylum, where she debuted, Pepper debuted in Asylum, was a pretty significant character. She was like the nun's henchman, so to speak, you know, or assistant, or butler, whatever they do, you know. She was abducted by aliens, and she came back very, very talking, very, very. Naomi Grossman, she's like, she had a character that was, you know, at one point she was, she only had a few words, but then, you know, she comes back with all this kind of profound stuff that the aliens had put in her head that she was finally getting to speak. And so Naomi Grossman had one of the best panels, and I've done a lot of these things now. She had one of the best panels that I've ever set in on from a convention. Very intriguing, very down to earth. And I talked to her a lot. And I was doing more talking and forgetting to, because I told her, I'm going to get an interview for the podcast, blah, blah. So, but that's coming because I think we're going to do a Skype one soon after. I want to watch. She does a one woman show. And if I had it right here, I had it just, yeah, I have it. She does a one woman show. She's done two. And they've been, you know, kind of spread out through the country. This is the second edition. This is the second one she's done. It's called Carnival Knowledge, Love, Lust, and Other Human Oddities. 5 million men in Los Angeles. She only needs one to work. So it's about her life as trying to be in a relationship, like always. So I'm gonna pop that in tonight. And so after I watch it, I'm gonna contact Miss Grossman because she was fun. She was really fun. She's really short, and she's really fun though, and very sweet. So if you go to the Facebook page, that's my cover page right now. I'm on the 5x5 Facebook page, and you'll see her and I in a picture. She autographed my picture as Meatloaf, you know, to David, Meatloaf, and then she wrote something really funny and the name of Grossman. I don't know what the Meatloaf mean. Maybe because I'm such a big guy. It's not like I look like Meatloaf, this singer. I'll do anything for love. Not that guy, right? But is he dead? I don't think he's dead. but no, it was, she was very, very charming. And like I said, I talked to her a lot. Just sitting there chatting with her. And I asked her, so who was the biggest diva? And I'm not going to say, because I asked, I know, this is what I asked. I said, hey, is Angela Bassett, the diva. She's like, oh no, she's very, very sweet. I'm like, oh, well, who's the biggest diva? You know, she's giving me a look. So I ain't going to say who's the biggest diva, who she thought the biggest diva, but y'all know. But no, we had that type of kind of conversation, kind of laughing about it. And actually, she's doing conventions. If you're Portland, Oregon, she's doing one in Portland. She's doing a Wizard World. She's doing a Wizard World St. Louis. Either St. Louis or Louisville. St. Louis, one of the two she's doing. So maybe when I'm going to St. Louis Wizard World, so maybe when I get over there, maybe I can get to talk to her more, because that's coming up pretty soon. It's like the end of May that's going to be over there. So we have a lot of people. So hopefully I'm going to like make a little vacation out of it. But what else? And talked to her, which was, like I said, she was really, really interesting, very cool. And then my regrets, because when you go to these things, you want to buy from everybody that you connect with. Because I've said this 1,000 times about cons, like when I was at EvoCon a few weeks ago. If you don't talk to me when I'm at your table and you're not trying to sell me something, even if I don't buy anything, but you're not even interested enough in what you have going on that you feel is worthy of you talking about it to get a dollar or $20 or $40, whatever you're trying to get, then why are you there? And this year at PopCon, I would say most of the vendors were very, very interactive with people who were coming to their tables and talking. There was there's a more connective, what's the word I'm looking for? Theme or mood in the building. But I will say it was hot as hell. It was hot as hell. And I didn't like it. It didn't feel good. And I sweat my black ass off. And I wasn't happy about it. But that's okay. You know, it could be hot, because I enjoyed myself. I cooled down. I went outside, got a little air, came back in. But they had, there were a few things missing that I expect to have at these conventions. But again, this is the second year. They're still working on little kinks. I had a wonderful time, regardless. Programs, you need programs, you know, timing is everything. You had to keep a schedule, pretty tight. You know, I've been to a lot of these things now, and you know, the big ones, they keep to those schedules very tightly. And it's like a weld oil machine. That's with your photo ops. That's with your panels. Try not to overlap too much, especially when you have a limited amount of guests doing things at the same time. You have to be able to, so everybody can do everything that you're putting out there. So there's a bigger wow factor. There's a bigger, oh, I had to get to that. You know, your panel might end at 1:30, but you know that the cosplay contest starts at 2. Then you're like, okay, they need to get up out of here, because I need to get to this guy. I want to see that. So I think you need to create that kind of environment. But regardless, I had a wonderful time. I need to keep on saying that, because I don't want them thinking I'm saying the wrong thing, because I'm not. This is my opinion. My opinion means nothing. It's not my event. Hey, y'all working thing. Y'all bringing something to Evansville that we hadn't had before, and we are thankful for the nerd community. But the layout was, I like the layout this year, better than last year. The vendors, I think there could have been more vendors, could have been more people and artists. I think we need to, you know, separate, you know, the vendors from the artists a little bit better. But I did get some crazy artwork, and this guy, Elaine from the Thought Bubbles podcast, you know, Kristen Elaine, she had turned me on to young, I'd not seen him before. I didn't know his name. But through the conventions, I had seen him before. His name is Clint Bassinger from Comic Mustache Comic. Yeah, Comic Mustache Comics. He does great blank variants. He has his own line of comics. He actually had a comic called and I'm probably going to say this wrong, so Clint, forgive me if I say it wrong. Spickow, number one, is the comic book, which that's the one that I said, give me the ones that you think I should start with from your personal, from your what you've done personally, not just my blank variant. I said, give me one that means something to you. And he said, this one is the one I used to propose to my wife. So he created an entire comic book with a story where at the very end he proposes to his superhero wife. So I thought that was really, really kind of cool, and it's done very well. They said it became their dream. Could they one day become great heroes too? And created, written, and drawn by Clint Bassinger for Lindsay, and that's his wife. It's pretty, pretty cool that he did that. And then I got another one, Hallzilla, that he said that I need to check out. So I let him choose those for me. And, I haven't got to read that yet, but you know, it's coming. I don't get to read all the time, I'll be able to do it one soon. But back at Geek Galaxy last November, he had did two blank variants: one of Superman and Wonder Woman on a Superman and Wonder Woman number one blank, and one of the new Captain America, which was the Falcon, on the all new Captain America number one blank. He did those for me, and I was so impressed, and I knew he was going to be at this event, and I knew I was going to have him to do something for me. And when I tell you, he just upped the game. he any event that he's at, I'm always going to have him do a cover for me. Any event that he's at, I'm always going to have him. And he's very inexpensive, not to cheapen him anyway, but he's so grounded. Like when you go to some of these other conventions, I think there's a fine line between knowing your worth, but being realistic about the people who are buying from you, because you may know your worth and you may think it's one thing. But if you are over the people who are actually coming to your table, if you're out of their price range, you know your worth, but you're still not making any money, you know. that's the key there. And so I won't even talk about price. You know, it was very affordable, and he made this phenomenal. And you have to go to the Facebook page once again, or the Instagram page of the Inhumans number one. I've had this Inhumans blank since it very first came out, and I knew I was going to get something done. I'm like, well, I'll just wait. I'll wait until the right thing comes along. You know, and yesterday was the day. No, I listed with him Friday and picked it up yesterday. And you know, Inhumans have been introduced, and I said it earlier, but with the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so my favorite Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character is Agent May, Melinda May, who is the Cavalry on there. And I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if you put her on the front of the cover, and in the background have a new Inhuman, and not Sky, but the new Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan. And, you know, she has the big fist, and she's kind of bendy, and she calls it embiggen. I wish they would come with a better word. That sounds like something somebody her age would use, but I hate it. Embiggen. Come on, embiggen. I hate that. That's silly to me, but, you know, whatever. I love the comic. The most recent one was phenomenal. Another great comic. But anyhow, he made that for me. And if you look at the cover, it's one of the ones that probably one of my favorite ones right now. That I have in my collection. And of course, the talented Chris Bailey, my cousin, who is also an artist, has finished his own personal. Well, he was commissioned to do a comic book. He finished it, and I got signed copies because I'm a family member, right? And and Dirigible Days, and this the talent. I wish I could draw. I can't. You know, my sister is a good drawer. She's a drawer, artist. She's a good artist. She never did anything with it, but, you know, I just can't. I wish I could, you know. And he made me a Wonder Woman on my Justice League blank. Again, phenomenal. And, you know, your family do things for you that this kind of say, this is why we're family. You know, so he hooked me up. Then I also got some really good artwork in my sketchbook. The first one, Corey Brown, the first one to do a sketch in my sketchbook by Dick Blick. There really is called something called Dick Blick Art Materials. I won this at the sketchbook itself. I won at a convention by spinning a little wheel or something. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to start taking this to the cons and just have artists. I should have got more done, but I was kind of all over the place. And so he did that for PopCon 2015. You can check him out. I think it's Corey Brown Creations, I think, on Facebook. And he does some really sick art, but he did a really good picture, even though my nephew is the one kind of prompted him. But those guys are great. I had seen them before the con even started that day on Saturday. But great guys, great individuals, great energy. I hung out with them a little bit. And then Chris and Elaine, my nephew, they always have the coasters and the pendants on in their vendor booth or art. I guess you guys are artists, right? And they always have those. My nephew bought some coasters from those guys, but you know, I think the world of those two. I hung out with them. I'm like, y'all trying to make money. I don't got time to be talking to me. So I would back off. But then you have those times where you're like, okay, I wish I had borrowed something from this person. And I didn't go back and talk to that person. And let me tell y'all now, I know y'all, I'm a lot of things, but you know what? We'll take a break and we come back. We're going to wrap up and I'll tell you the things that I wish I had done, but didn't get, but either forgot to do or didn't do because I was totally tired. It is the 5x5 podcast. We'll be right back. Don't ask me why, I just had to play it. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. Look for this show to move from the 5x5 podcast to the glitter and the geek section of the 5x5 umbrella of podcasts. That's getting a little bit sickening, right? Remember when I used to podcast every day and I was always on here talking and stuff? Remember that? And I had like 1,000 different shows and everybody was talking about me. Anyhow, haters, but no, welcome back. I was going to say the things that I forgot, didn't get to do, or there was always something extra. Oh, I could have done that, or I could have talked to that person. Sometimes, and believe it or not, I get a little shy and I overthink stuff when I shouldn't, I guess. And I'm the king of overthinking or scenarios that probably don't exist. Sometimes I'll analyze it to the point to where it's turned into a negative instead of a positive. And I'm like, oh yeah, I better not do that because that's going to turn out bad when nothing's happened. I do that sometimes. And I'm a little shy. Believe it or not, as loud as I am, as the biggest mouth in the world, I am a little shy, believe it or not. And so I'm not going to say this, I'm not going to say this. Use your imagination. there was another guest there, and I put it on my personal Facebook page yesterday, or earlier today, whenever. And I was like, I wish I had talked to him because he was sitting there by himself. Because the only thing bad about he's a stunt actor that's not known. No, he's been in the 100. He's done stuff with Steve Austin, you know. And his name is Paul Lazenby. So very attractive and such a big, you know, people who come and walk around, they have presence, you know. I don't know if that's just confidence exuding or. I don't know what it is, but he had that presence. And so I'm like, I'm going to go talk to him. And I was like, yeah. But again, I'm going to say this. If I don't have anybody saying anything to me, I'm better when I can crack a little joke or, you know, play off what you're saying. You know, if I have to come up with some material, it's surprising I can only do this podcast. If I have to come up with material and just start it, I can, but it's difficult. But, you know, because I was so like, this guy might hit me in my face, you know. But I hear he's very nice. And I wish I had spoke to him because I could have talked to him a long time because when nobody really hanging out at the table. But, you know, they're all on their phones just like we are. We're looking down more than we're looking up. And he's probably a paid guest, so he probably didn't like, I'm still getting paid, whether y'all come buy some shit for me or not. He was right next to Naomi Grossman's table. And on the other side of him was Santiago Cirillo, he was in. I talked to him a little bit in the fourth season. See, I meant to get a picture before I left, and I totally forgot. He was in the fourth season of The Walking Dead. So I got to talk to him a little bit. And I'm ready to sneeze, so if it goes silent, because I had a big sneeze. And talk to him a little bit. He's going to be in a new sci-fi show about a superheroic angel on Earth. So you can put that in. I haven't seen any commercials or anything, but he had pictures and stuff. I meant to get a picture, you know, just to show a little, you know, because it's not like it was very expensive. He's done two of the local cons now. He was at CollectorCon in Owensboro back in October of last year, and I seen him there. But so those two guys I really wanted to, I should have, but sometimes I go inside my own self. But then although I wasn't working, I was working, if that makes any sense. And and then my nephew didn't, you know, he was done. We was up all day and he was done because these events for me, if I go out of town, there's, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and I'm heading home. But, there's always stuff that she's like, okay, I should have done that. And then, there was a couple of people that I wanted to buy art from. But I'm like, ugh. You know, because I had a budget, you know, and I brought money home. So I'm like, now I can use the money that I brought home to go buy my stuff at Hot Topic because it is hot cash, right? You can use your hot cash now. And I have like $30 in hot cash. That means I spend too much money out there. But then I have got new pops, ones that I want. I want something that's really kind of spectacular. But anyhow, I did get a pop. I did get a Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob. I did get a Silent Bob. And he did have $20 on it, but he gave it to me for 10. I'm going to look him up because he said he goes to San Diego Comic Con. He said he does like 50 cons a year. I don't know how that's possible when there's only 52 weeks in a year. Anyhow, he was kind of cute too. But but this year, if I was grading a con, if I was going to give it a A, B, C, or D rating, it would get a solid B for this year. So I think that's good. You know, because when I went to Collecticon, it got a D+. So B's good. I just wish for me, or my, of just being the 5x5, or just being a spectator, or someone to try and enjoy it, I give myself a C because I could have did more. And sometimes, like I those opportunities that are presented, sometimes I'll walk on past them. I will say, when I was leaving, I was a little hungry, and I was like, "Let me grab me some food," because they was barbecuing outside. Now, when I tell y'all, my cousin's friend Tony's brother, ain't that crazy? My cousin's friend Tony is an artist. He's at all these events as well. He does a lot of stuff at these events. He's always doing his art, his artwork. He's always very, very nice. Every time he sees me, and Jay as well, they always speak. We always have a conversation. His brother was selling barbecue outside the venue, and when I tell you, I haven't had barbecue this good. It's pulled pork. I had pulled pork. I can't tell you the last time I had barbecue this good. There's nothing I've ever had, even from a restaurant, that take this. I don't know if they're in business or whatever. When I tell you it was off the chain, because I brought it home with me, and I'm like, this is off the chain. I mean, it had got cold in the car. I warmed it up, warmed it back up when I came in the house, and it just tastes like, warm to where it tastes like it just come off the grill. And I mean, I never had barbecue this good. I'm like, I didn't want it to end. You know, I'm trying to eat, take little bitty bites. So I'm trying to take little bitty bites so it wouldn't, I would eat it too fast. Only fat people do that, you know. And so I'm like, I post about food, but I don't never give this kind of accolade. I'm like, this is the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. My daddy's barbecue, my own personal barbecue. People who think they can barbecue, you know, this dude right here, off the chain. There's nothing like Indiana barbecue. I've had Southern barbecue, but there's nothing like Indiana barbecue. Maybe just the way I was raised. And, of course, with a handful of Grippos and a lemon lime Faygo, they went playing. That capped off my con experience for the weekend, and so it ended. I will give it actually the kind of B+ just for that barbecue. It was that good, and then you guys don't nobody know what this is. So everybody was asked what it was. Chess cake. I don't know if you ever had chess pie. A lot of places will call chess pie egg custard pie, but this is just like an egg custard pie in cake form, off the chain. I can't say nothing else more about it, about how good it was, because it was just that damn good. But anyway, I just had to put that out there. But so the con was good. I had a fabulous time. It was too hot. I was burning up all half the time. And I kept on saying, I know people got tired of seeing me, me saying I'm hot. But again, thanks to Jeff, for hooking, me and, my work family up with a special price to the event. They spent a lot of money, so that's good, when they were inside. Thanks to everybody who's always so cool and kind to me, because when you have a local event, and I think this is what was getting on my nephew's nerves, because I know so many people, you know, comic books, free comic book day, all that kind of stuff. I know all these people. I've gotten to know a lot of these people better. So I'm talking and I'm doing my thing. And so the one thing about a local event, and I think I said this earlier, is that you have a lot more connections, and it makes it a little bit more fun, you know, because some of these, like the Wizard World events, if you're not local to that city, you're not part of that scene, and, you know, we're never going to get an event like of that nature here. Geek Galaxy kind of did it, you know. We do have another con coming up here. The next one will be TriCon, which is supposed to be a pretty big deal. So, you know, we'll be there. I need to talk to that girl. We'll be there, talking, reporting, buying, and seeing what that's all about. I believe that's in, I want to say July, but it could be September. So I don't know. I think it's just, you have more connected because it's your city and you live here, and you're not so pressed on finding things and trying to get to the venue and trying to get back to the hotel. Maybe that's what it is. But then when you see these people, you know, those people that I've known, a lifetime. And of course, my cousin and, you know, the organizer's wife, they've been known all pretty much since I was a kid. So, you know, there's a connection there. And, I hope it stays around because we do need those type of events in these cities. As long as geek culture stays popular, I guess. As long as Marvels are still making movies to 2020, I guess we'll be okay. Who knows? But that's about it. You know, wrapping up Geek Spring 2015 will be Free Comic Book Day, which is on May the 2nd. Coming up in what, two, three weeks? So that's going to be fun. Not a lot of books that I'm interested in, but I like the whole fanfare and ambiance of it. I know I'll see a lot of the guys that I seen this weekend at the different comic book stores here in town. So I'll be doing that. And also, May the 1st, which hopefully we'll get a April 30th date for the movie Avengers Age of Ultron, and those things will wrap up my Geek Spring 2015, and then on to St. Louis Comic Con. So can't wait for those things to happen. But that's it. You know, look for the blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, for a full written review. And also this podcast will be added there as well. Thank you guys for listening. You guys have a great geek week. And maybe we'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.